It's a self-evident truth. God hates lying. Do we? A rather foolish rhetorical question, you may feel. But there are many warnings that we may appreciate some lies, may be particularly susceptible, vulnerable, even receptive to a form of lying. In Mr. Bowles' sermon last week, in an area which in many ways did not really touch on this, but this came to mind when he was talking about suffer the loss, he mentioned that historically the church has had people attach itself to the church for the financial benefit they can obtain. While we are striving to live a godly life, learning to give, learning to be free, to be generous, this draws a certain number of people looking for the soft touch. And Mr. Bowles reminds us we need to suffer the loss. It doesn't matter, it's more their problem. He didn't say continue to be foolish, continue to be made a fool of, but if it happens, suffer the loss, let it go. This reminded me of a scripture in a different area about having people attach themselves. If you could turn with me to the prophecy in Daniel chapter 11, I want to read the verses 32 to 35. Daniel chapter 11, starting verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt with flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and spoil many days. Now, verse 34, when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall. A big warning. Because of these flatteries, some shall fall. To try them, to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end. This is a prophecy. This is a warning. We can be vulnerable to flattery. Flattery, insincere praise, is a form of lying. We may enjoy hearing it. That is what makes it so dangerous. It is a lie. It is given to obtain an advantage from you, to put you in a direction which is not to your benefit. A proverb refers to it as spreading a net. A flatterer spreads a net. It's to catch you out. A salesman does not say to you, "Sir, that really doesn't suit you." Or, if he was honest, he'd say, "Well, it's making the best of a bad job. I don't think we can do any better." No, he says, "You look superb." You look in the mirror, you think, "The man's blind." No, he's a salesman. This is a prophecy for the end time. Many, not a few, many shall cleave to them with flatteries. This is the people with understanding. How do we have understanding? By obeying God. Wisdom comes through our contact with God. This should be talking about us. We all crave approval, praise, compliments. But beware, flattery goes beyond that. It is for an ulterior motive. Look at the warning in Proverbs 26, verse 28. This is a very sobering one. The first half tells us, a lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it. That's very clear. When you lie to someone, it is to hurt them. Those little white lies are not for the person who hears them benefit. It's to warp the truth, to suit the liar. And if you can lie to someone, you hate them. But then it continues. This is the point I want to draw out. A flattering mouth works ruin. It is not for our benefit, no matter how pleasant it is to be told how fantastic we are. It is a danger. It's a trap. Don't be fooled by it. The chief apostle, Simon Peter, adds his warning. Second Peter, the second epistle of Peter, chapter 2, verse 3. This, over the last few years, used to jump off the page to me. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, Revised Standard Version calls false words, make merchandise of you. Make merchandise of you. Being told how wonderful you are is not for your benefit. It's so you can be bought and sold. We must remember, if we earn praise, if we deserve praise, be humble. It's not what we have earned, it is what God has allowed us to achieve by the grace he has given us. Turn the praise to honour God, our Father. If we do achieve something praiseworthy, it's because God is working with us. Remain at all times very humble. Do not be fooled. Do not tolerate flattery. Do not tolerate these smooth sayings. Don't put up with these soothsayers. Beware when people cleave to you with flattery. It is dangerous.